إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His aid and ask His forgiveness. We seek the refuge of Allah from the evil of our sins. We also seek refuge in Allah from the consequences of our evil, which is within ourselves. مَنْ يَهْدِهِ اللَّهِ فَلَا مُضِلَّ لَهِ. Whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهِ. And whoever Allah chooses to be misguided, there is none who can guide him. أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهِ. I bear witness, there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and He has no partners. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. And I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the worshipper of Allah and His final messenger. Amma ba'd, فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الْحَدِيثِ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ. Thereafter, the best of speech is the book of Allah. وَخَيْرَ الْهَدِي هَدْيُ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. The best of guidance is the guidance of our beloved Prophet Muhammad صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. وَإِنَّ شَرَّ الْأُمُورِ مُحْدَثَاتُهَا. Indeed, the most evil of affairs are those matters which people have innovated into our religion. فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ. For indeed every innovated matter is a bid'ah. وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ. And every bid'ah is misguidance. وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. And every misguidance leads to the fire. مَعَشْرَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gave us an advice or a counsel. And this was the same advice and the same counsel which He advised with those who came before and those who come after. And that is the taqwa of Allah. He said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. He said, O you who believe, have the taqwa of Allah in its utmost sense, and do not die except in a state of being Muslims. He advised the people, he counseled them, and he said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. O people of Iman, have taqwa of Allah, and only say a word of truth. يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. He will rectify for you your affairs and forgive for you your sins. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. And whoever shows obedience to Allah and His Messenger, فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Then indeed he has achieved a great success. عباد الله. In the previous few weeks and the previous few sermons, we have been discussing different aspects of our aqeedah, of our iman. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he informed us of the six pillars of al-iman. These six pillars, they make up the belief and the iman of every person, of every Muslim. And a Muslim cannot be a Muslim until he has the correct iman in these six pillars. He believes in these six pillars and he acts upon these six pillars. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he mentioned these six pillars in many ahadith. Allah mentions them in many ayat. So when Jibreel alayhi salam came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the form of a man, and he said, Ya Muhammad, akhbirni anil iman. He said, O Muhammad, teach me about iman. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied and he said, Al-Iman an tu'mina billah. Iman is that you have Iman in Allah. Wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi. And that you have Iman in His books, in His angels, His books and His messengers. Wal Iman bil yawm al-akhir. And you have Iman in the final day. Wa an tu'mina bil qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi. And that you have Iman in the decree of Allah. Everything which is good and everything which is seen as being bad is from the decree of Allah. Previously we spoke about the first five pillars of Al-Iman, Arkanul Iman. We spoke about Al-Imanu Billah, Iman in Allah, His angels, His books, His messengers and the final day. And today we come to the sixth pillar of Iman, which is to have Iman in the Qadr of Allah, in the decree of Allah. Al-Qadr wal-Qadha. And sometimes the decree of Allah, it is called Qadr. And sometimes At-Taqdeer. And sometimes Al-Qadha. All of it referring to the different aspects of the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this sixth pillar of Iman, which is Iman in the Qadr or the decree of Allah, this is one of the six great pillars of Al-Iman. And if a person has the correct Iman in the decree of Allah, then he will find his heart is content and his life is tranquil, and he will have the answers to many of the questions that life throws at him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He emphasized His qadr, His decree in many ayat in the Quran. He said, Inna kulla shay'in khalaqnahu biqadr. Indeed, we have created every single thing with a qadr, with its decree. And Allah said in the surah that all of you know and you hear, Sabbih isma rabbika al-a'la. Glorify the name of your Lord, the Most High. Alladhi khalaqa fasawwa. The one who has created and given everything its proportion. Walladhi qaddara fahada. The one who has decreed, given everything the qadr, and the one who has guided. And Allah said in the Quran, emphasizing and affirming His decree, وَخَلَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ فَقَدَّرَهُ تَقْدِيرًا. That He created everything, and He has given its decree. And Allah said, regarding His knowledge and His decree, أَلَمْ تَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Do you not know that Allah knows of everything which is in the sama and the earth? إِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ فِي كِتَابٍ. All of this is in a book. So when a person has Iman and the correct belief in the qadr of Allah, in the decree of Allah, it gives him the content in his heart, and it enables him to live through the difficulties of life. So what is the correct belief regarding the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We believe that Allah is the creator of everything, and Allah is the owner of everything, and He subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever He decrees, it occurs. And whatever He did not decree will never occur. And there is nothing that can occur in existence in the universe without the knowledge of Allah and without the decree of Allah. We believe that there is nothing which can escape the decree of Allah. So everything that He has knowledge of, this is what will occur. And nothing will escape His qadr, His decree, or His ilm, or His knowledge. And we believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He decreed the details of every aspect of creation before they were created. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has already decreed the lifespan of the people. He has already decreed the actions of the people. He has already decreed the rizq, the provisions of the people. In fact, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, and the Prophet, he is the truthful one, that when a fetus reaches 4 months in the womb of the mother, then the angel is sent to the fetus. يبعث الله إليه ملكا, an angel is sent by Allah. فينفخ فيه الروح, and then the angel blows the ruh into the baby. فيؤمر بأربع كلمات, and then the angel is ordered to write down 4 matters. يقال له اكتب, it is said to the angel, write. And the angel writes, عَمَلَهُ, he writes the actions of the person. وَرِزْقَهُ, and the provisions of the person. وَأَجَلَهُ, and the lifespan of that person. وَشَقِيٌّ أَمْ سَعِيدٌ, and he writes down whether that person will be from the happy people, the successful people, or from those who are wretched and destroyed. So everything, ya ibadallah, is written. And at the same time, we as people, we have been ordered and commanded to show obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have been ordered and forbidden from showing disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah created al-Jannah, paradise, for those who show obedience to Allah. And He created the fire, an-nar, for those who show disobedience to Allah. And every single person has been given a choice, a will, that if you want success, then you have the choice to show obedience to Allah and you will have the reward of Jannah. And if you want to disobey Allah, then you have the choice, you have the will. However, upon you will be the torment and the punishment of Allah. Ibadallah, the correct iman in the decree of Allah, it consists of 4 stages or 4 levels. That when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He decrees something, when He decreed existence, al-ka'inat, when He decreed the universe, then He does this in 4 steps or 4 stages. And we have to believe in every one of these 4 stages. So the first stage in the decree of Allah is al-ilm, is knowledge. That before He decrees anything, before He writes anything, then He already has the knowledge of that which will occur. So He knows everything in its detail. He knows that which will come into existence and that which will not come into existence. He knows those things which will happen are those things that are possible to happen and those things which will never happen. And there is nothing which escapes the knowledge of Allah. There isn't a grain of sand except that Allah has knowledge regarding it. And Allah says in the Quran, Huwa Allah, Alladhi la ilaha illa hu, He is Allah, the one besides whom there is no other deity. Alimul ghaybi wa shahada. And He is the one who has knowledge of everything which is hidden and everything which is apparent. And Allah said, Ya'lamu ma bayna aydihim wa ma khalfahum. Allah knows everything which is in front of them and everything which is behind them. And He said, affirming His knowledge, وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِيحُ الْغَيْبُ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُ, that with Him, with Allah, are the keys to the unseen. Nobody knows them. Nobody knows the unseen except Him. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ, He knows that which occurs upon the land and in the sea. وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا. There isn't a leaf which falls from the tree except that with Allah is its knowledge. وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ. And there is not a single grain in the darkness of the earth except its knowledge is with Allah. And there is nothing which is moist, and there is nothing which is dry, إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ, except that it is in a clear book. So this is the first stage, or the first step in the decree of Allah, His knowledge. After His knowledge is the second step. And this is Al-Kitabah, the writing of the decree of Allah. And that is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after all of His knowledge, He ordered the pen to write down everything which will occur until Yawm Al-Qiyamah. So everything which will come into existence is written in Al-Lawh Al-Mahfuz, in the prescribed tablet. Allah said, أَلَمْ تَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Do you not know that Allah knows, He has knowledge of everything in the sama and the earth? Inna dhalika fi kitab. Indeed, this is in the book. Inna dhalika ala Allahi yaseer. And indeed, that is something which is easy upon Allah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned in the hadith in Sahih Muslim, كَتَبَ اللَّهُ مَقَادِيرَ الْخَلَائِقِ, that Allah wrote the details of all of creation, قَبْلَ أَنْ يُخْلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, before the heavens and the earths were created, بِخَمْسِينَ أَلْفَ سَنَةِ, by 50,000 years. 50,000 years before He created the heavens and the earth, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had everything written of that which will occur. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned in a hadith in Sunan at-Tirmidhi, أَوَّلُ مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ الْقَلَمُ, that the first thing which Allah created was the pen. ثُمَّ قَالَ لَهُ أُكْتُبُ, and then He said to the pen, write. So the pen asked, يَا رَبُّ وَمَاذَا أُكْتُبُ. The pen replied, O my Lord, what should I write? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered the pen. He said, اُكْتُبْ مَقَادِيرَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى تَقُومَ السَّاعَةِ. That write down and record the decree or the details of every existence, of every creation up until Yawm Al-Qiyamah. So this is the second step or the second stage when it comes to the decree of Allah. First we have the knowledge of Allah. And then we have the writing of the decree in Al-Lawh Al-Mahfuz. Then the third step, or the third stage in the decree of Allah, is Al-Mashi'ah, i.e. the will of Allah. So after His knowledge, and after the writing of the pen, then Allah wills for those matters to occur. And everything which Allah has willed occurs. And everything which Allah does not will never occur. And everything which had Allah willed, it would occur. So there is nothing which moves except with the decree of Allah. There is nothing which is still except with the decree of Allah. There is nothing which can occur, whether it is small or major, except with the decree of Allah Jalla fil Ula. وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ. And your Lord, He creates whatever He wills and whatever He chooses. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And you do not want except that which Allah wants. And He is رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And then the fourth step, after the knowledge of Allah and the writing of the pen and the decree or the want or the will of Allah, is الخلق, is creation. That after knowing and after writing and after decreeing and willing, then He creates. He brings into existence. So we believe that everything which has come into existence is due to the creation of Allah and due to the execution of Allah Jalla fil Ula. People and the actions were created by Allah. Creation and the qualities and descriptions and attributes, the characteristics, all of these were created by Allah Jalla fil Ula. Allahu khaliqu kulli shay. Allah is the creator of everything. Allah said, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praises for Allah, the Lord of Al Alameen. And the meaning of Alam is everything besides Allah. So everything besides Allah has been created. And Allah is the creator of everything. He said, Inna Rabbakum alladhi khalaqa as-samawati wal ard fi sittati ayyam thumma istawa 'ala al-'arsh. Indeed, your Lord, He is the one who has created the heavens and the earth in 6 days. And then He rose above the throne. So these are the four stages of the four steps of the decree of Allah, of the Qadr. That first, Allah knows, He has knowledge. And then after this, He ordered the pen to write everything from the details of the universe and the details of creation. And then after this, He willed for these things which He knows and which are written to occur. And then the fourth step is that which He knows and has ordered to be written, and He has decreed it occurs, and it is created. And whoever disbelieves or denies the decree of Allah, then he has disbelieved in Islam. He has left the fold of Al-Islam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to warn against those people who disbelieve and deny the decree of Allah. He said, "Akhafu ala ummati min ba'di khaslatain." He said, "I fear for my ummah after me two things. Takdhiban bil qadr, that some of them will deny the qadr. وَتَصْدِيقَ النُّجُومِ, and that they will start to believe in the stars, astronomy, looking at horoscopes, looking at signs, and the constellation of the stars. This is also something which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned against. And the Prophet said, الْقَدَرِيَّةُ مَجُوسُ هَذِي الْأُمَّةِ, that the Qadariya, those people who deny the decree of Allah, they are the Majus, they are the fire worshippers of this ummah. In maridu fala ta'uduhum, if they become ill, then don't visit them. Wa in matu fala tashhaduhum, and if they die, then do not follow their funerals. And Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma, he said, walladhi nafsi bi yadihi, that I take an oath, I take a qasam by the one in whose hand my soul is, law kana li ahadihim مِثْلُ أُحُدٍ ذَهَبَ فَأَنْفَقَهُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, that if one of them had the size of the mountain of Uhud in gold, and then he was to donate this gold in the way of Allah, مَا قَبِلَهُ اللَّهُ مِنْ, then Allah will never accept that charity from them, حَتَّى يُؤْمِنَ بِالْقَدَرِ, except that they believe in the decree of Allah. So those who deny the decree of Allah, they have become misguided with a severe misguidance. And there are two sects. Two sects occurred in this ummah who deviated with regards to the decree of Allah. The first one is called Al-Qadariya. And Al-Qadariya are those who denied the decree of Allah. They said that Allah has a decree, but we as people, we have a decree which is independent of the decree of Allah. He has no control over our actions. He has no knowledge of our actions. And He did not decree our actions. This is the first misguided sect when it comes to the decree of Allah. The second sect is Al-Jabariya. And they believe that we as people, we are majboor. We are forced. We have no choice. We have no will. So therefore the believer is equal to the disbeliever, because both of them have been forced. Both of them have no will, have no choice. And the obedient is equal to the disobedient, because they have no choice. And both of these groups went to extremes. And as for Ahl Sunnati wal Jama'ah, then we believe that Allah has knowledge of everything. And He has decreed everything. And what He decrees occurs. And what He does not decree will never occur. But at the same time, He has given us as humans a choice and a will. And this is under the will of Allah. So whoever chooses to do good deeds, for him is Al-Jannah. And whoever chooses to do evil deeds, then upon him is the punishment. And this, my brothers and sisters, is an evil doubt and the plot of shaitan. That a person uses the decree of Allah as an excuse to do sins and evil deeds. So when you go to a person and you advise him, Ya Akhi, you should be praying. Ya Akhi, you should be practicing the sunnah. He'll say, I will do it when Allah wills. And if you go to one of them and say, Ya Akhi, don't drink alcohol. Don't take interest. Don't miss your prayers. Don't disobey Allah. He will say, this is what Allah has decreed. This is the decree of Allah. When you say to one of them, Ya Akhi, don't take drugs. Don't smoke. He will say that death is written. And I will die when Allah has decreed. And the response to this person is, Ya Akhi, you have resembled the kuffar. You have resembled the mushrikun. Because at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this is the excuse that they used to give. Sayaqulu alladhina ashraku. Those people who commit shirk, they will say, Law shaa Allah ma ashrakna. That if it was for the decree of Allah, then we would not commit a shirk. Wala aba'una. And neither our forefathers. وَلَا حَرَّمْنَا مِنْ شَيْءٍ And we will not forbid anything if it was not for the decree of Allah. Allah said, كَذَلِكَ كَذَّبَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ That in this same way, those who came before them used to lie. حَتَّى ذَاقُوا بَأْسَنَا Until they tasted our punishment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned those people who used the decree to sin and to disobey. قَالُوا وَقَالُوا And they say, لَوْ شَاءَ الرَّحْمَنَ مَا عَبَدْنَاهُمْ That if the Most Merciful had decreed, we would not worship those idols. And Allah says, مَا لَهُمْ بِذَلِكَ مِنْ عِلْمٍ That they have no knowledge regarding this. They have no knowledge regarding the decree of Allah. إِنْهُمْ إِلَّا يَخْرُصُونَ They only lie and falsify. أَمْ آتَيْنَاهُمْ كِتَابًا Or did we give them the book? Did we give them the book so they can say that this is the decree of Allah? So this shubhatun kufriyatun, this doubt of ash-shaytan, this doubt of the disbelievers, of kufr, that people use to justify their sinning and their action, this is from the plots of ash-shaytan. Did you know before you were about to sin that this is what Allah has decreed? So how can you say that I'm going to smoke because Allah decrees for me to smoke? How do you know Allah has decreed for you to smoke? The decree of Allah is hidden. Nobody knows the decree of Allah. A messenger, a prophet, a wali, an angel, nobody knows the decree of Allah. وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُوَ He has the keys to the unseen. Nobody knows them besides Him. The second answer is, that why don't you do righteous deeds and say this is the decree of Allah? Why is the decree of Allah when you are sinning? Why isn't the decree of Allah when you're doing righteous deeds? And then the third reply is, that why is the decree of Allah only used when it comes to sinning against Allah and His religion? Why isn't the decree used when it comes to the dunya? So why don't you sit at home, don't work, and let the decree of Allah come and your wage come to you? Don't marry, and look at the decree of Allah whether the children will come. So nobody has the knowledge of the decree of Allah, so you can use it as an excuse. Rather, we have iman in the decree of Allah, but then we act. We do actions. And Allah has given us a choice. And those who do righteous, for them is Jannah. And those who do disobedience and sinning, upon them is a fire. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, wa ba'd, ibadallah. As I mentioned, having the correct iman in the decree of Allah. This is from the pillars of our aqeedah. This is from the six pillars of al-iman. However, al-qadr, the decree of Allah, this is a secret from the secrets of Allah. This is a treasure from amongst the treasures of Allah. So we don't allow shaitan to have a hold upon us so that we can use the decree of Allah as an excuse to sin against him. And some of the ulama, they used to say, al-qadr sirullah, that the decree of Allah, it is a treasure or a secret of Allah. Lam yattali alayhi ahad. Nobody knows regarding this secret of Allah. La nabiyyan wala waliyyan wala malaka. Neither a messenger, and neither a wali, and neither an angel. And it was said regarding Ali radiallahu anhu that when a person came to him, and he was giving him doubts regarding qadr, or asking too many questions regarding al-qadr, he said, Bahrun amiq, fala talijhu, that it is a deep ocean, so don't enter into it. وَطَرِيقٌ مُظْلَمْ فَلَا تَسْلُكْهُ, and it is a darkened path, so don't traverse upon it. So when it comes to the decree of Allah, we don't ask too many questions. We don't delve into it too heavily. Rather, we believe, as I mentioned, in the knowledge of Allah, the writing of Allah, the decree of Allah, and the creation of Allah. We believe that Allah has the dominant will, and that He has also given us a will and a choice. After this, my brothers, having iman in the decree of Allah has an effect upon us, upon our physical actions. It is not just a mere theoretical belief. So firstly, a person knows the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatness of His knowledge, the greatness of His power and His ability, that He knows everything which has occurred and which will occur. He decrees everything which had occurred and which will occur up until Yawm al-Qiyamah. Having the correct iman in the qadr encourages a person to do righteous actions and keeps him away from doing evil actions. Also, having the iman in the decree of Allah keeps us away from depression, becoming too sad, losing hope. So whenever something is lost from you, whenever you go through an illness, mental or physical, whenever you lose money, you are touched by an affliction or a calamity or poverty, you lose money, then know that all of this is with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah only decrees with His complete wisdom. But sometimes we don't know. We don't know what the decree of Allah is, and we don't know the wisdom of Allah jalla fil ula. So everything which has come to you from weakness, or poverty, or illness, or disease, or difficulty, then this is the decree of Allah. The one who is the creator of the heavens and the earth. The one who owns the heavens and the earth. And Allah said in the Quran, مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ, that there is no calamity which falls upon them, فِي الْأَرْضِ, in the earth, وَلَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ, and neither, وَلَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ, and neither in yourselves, إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مِّن قَبْلِ أَن نَبْرَأَهَا, except everything has been written in the book before we bring it out. ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ, and that is easy upon Allah. لِكَيْ لَا تَأْسَوْ عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ, so that you don't worry too much about those things which you have lost. وَلَا تَفْرَحُ بِمَا آتَاكُمْ, and you don't become too happy about those things which you have gained. وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ, and Allah does not love those people who are arrogant and who boast. So when something good comes to you, then this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we remain moderate. And when some difficulty falls upon you, then this is the decree of Allah, and we remain patient. And when something good comes, we show hamd and shukr to Allah. And when some difficulty comes, then we are patient, and this is goodness. So the affair of the believer is always good. عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ, how amazing is the affair of a believer. وَلَيْسَ ذَاكَ إِلَّا لِلْمُؤْمِنِ, and this is for nobody except the believer, either one who has belief in Allah and His Qadr. That when some good comes to him, he shows shukr to Allah, and this is goodness. And when some harm comes to him, sabr, He is patient, and this is also goodness. So the affair of the believer is always good. عَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. Perhaps you will hate something and yet it is good for you. وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ كُرْهٌ لَكُمْ. And perhaps you will love something and yet it is not good for you. So the knowledge is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He created those who are rich and those who are richer than them. He created those who are poor and those who are poorer than them. He creates those who are strong and those who are stronger than them. He creates those who are weak and those who are weaker than them. Upon us is to act and try our best to learn, be stronger, be wealthier, we work. And then the decree is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aqim is salah.